sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick it again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud, gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shoot, lights out.
Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing? Friday, April 19th, the final day of the play-in tournament, because tomorrow begins the NBA playoffs. Now, we are seeing a lot of things that happen in these play-in tournaments games. We've seen a lot of things happen during the regular season. But now we get to the real fun now, starting tomorrow with the NBA playoffs. So I got the preview for it. Also, we're going to talk about tonight's two final play-in games. Who are going to get the one, who want to play against the one seeds, which don't look good for neither one of them. Nevertheless, we're going to do it. And I am not by myself today. First up, ladies and gentlemen, this man here, he's part of the reigning, defending NBA champion Denver Nugget fan base. Y'all might know him from another show that he does with me from Monarchs of Wrestling. That's every Monday at 6:30 live. Happy to bring him on to talk some basketball with me because it's only fair. We'll be talking playoffs. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Cool McCain.
What up, though?
Hey, man. Playoff time. That's all I got to say is playoff time.
You forgot one thing, though.
What was that?
You said reigning and defending, but you didn't say undisputed champions. World champions. Just wanted to point that out.
No, I just want to lead the, you know, undisputed out for this. Okay. All right, I gave you enough love, all right. Okay. The simple fact that I did this. I brought a champ on, okay? Key's in the building. What's up, Key? Don't worry, I got somebody else who should be joining us shortly. That's gonna be fun. My bud Alex Alcazada, Bear Man of Texas, in the building. What's up, man? At least I can get you finally watch me live for once instead of going back and rewatch it. So, oh Lord, Key already started. Gracious.
Oh, it ain't nothing to that, sir. That's expected.
Key already started. We gonna get there throughout the show. We gonna get there. You know, we gonna get there. But we got playoffs happening. But first off, I gotta recap what took place this Monday with the WNBA draft seed. Me and Cool, we was wrapping up Monarchs of Wrestling when the WNBA draft was taking place. So we didn't get to it. But I get watching, Lord have mercy. WNBA draft was awesome. Star-studded field. And a couple of teams caught my attention of what they did. For those of you who don't know, I am a New York Liberty fan. I like what we did. We went big. Okay? We went big. We went for size. So, you know, we got Jessica Carter from Mississippi State. You know, I like what we did. Key says the Sky won the draft. Key, I bet the different. I bet the different who won the WNBA draft. Oh, and I'm going to see what Koo thinks. What do you think won the WNBA draft?
So, there's a couple of teams that I like what they did. So I'm going to give you a couple of teams I think really won the draft, right? I think definitely the Liberty. Markeisha Davis.
No, you mean the guard.
That's a baller. You know what I'm saying?
And she's a defender too, so we got a two-way guard at that.
When I say baller, I mean that's a baller. Like, it don't matter offense, defense, no special teams, kickoff, punt return. I know we're talking about a different sport. But whatever you need her to do, she's going to do, and she can step in right away. It's not going to take a lot of time for her to get the job done. I also think the Las Vegas Aces had a really good draft. To not have a first-round pick and to go out and get Daisha Fair, who she's undersized, but she's spunky. And she got that dog in her. You know what I'm saying? To go out and get Kate Martin, who was Caitlin Clark's running mate. So someone who understands already coming in, I don't need to be the lady. I can be the other lady and get mine. Right? Questions about them both as far as their durability in the WNBA, but good pickups nonetheless. And then obviously the Sparks with getting, you know, the players that they got. Brink, of course. You have to start with Brink. You have to. Right? And then you realize that they had that the Sparks basically had a choice to make. Do we want Cameron Brink or Camilla Cardoso? They chose Cameron Brink. So that means for the next 10 years plus, whatever Cameron Brink does, if it doesn't equal what Camilla Cardoso does, they can talk about how the Sparks made the wrong choice. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And there's a couple of those in there.
Let me get started. Okay, we already know who was the number one pick. It was quite obviously who was going to be the number one pick.
But, and Playmaker, if I can say one more thing, a sleeper team, it's not going to be this year. But you wait, maybe next year, maybe 2 years down the line, the Atlanta Dream are going to have murdered the draft. Three 19-year-olds that already have professional experience, they don't even have to come play this year. They can still go where they're at and continue to play and come over in a year or two. Or they can stash them on the bench and let them learn under the veterans that are now part of the Atlanta Dream. Watch this Dream draft. It wasn't for this year. But if we're talking the impact it's going to have on the team, these ladies are some hoopers. In a couple of years, they're going to be ready for the WNBA.
In a couple of years. So we're putting 2 years on it. So we're talking 2026.
Yeah, by 2026. It'll be 2025, but by 2026. And, I mean, a lot of people want to say Indiana had a great draft because they got Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark was a great pickup. I mean, but is she by herself going to make
We understood she was going to be the number one pick. Yes. The most viewed WNBA draft they ever had, 2.5 million views. You know, I got the numbers.
Yeah, I like this guy
right here. You're talking about 2.5 million viewers, peaked at, you know, 3.09 viewers at one point, you know, just record shattering everywhere because of Caitlin Clark, let's be honest.
Oh, and I want to shout out Cameron Brink, Camilla Cardoso, Rekia Jackson, Angel Reese, and Aaliyah Edwards, among others, for their attire. Very beautiful. These ladies look very beautiful. They exuded confidence and sexiness at the draft, right? So you saw some beautiful, very gorgeous women in lovely outfits go up and, you know, become WNBA players. So I like to shout it out because we talk about the women, and one of the things we always say, if you want the women's game to grow, there has to be some sex appeal. Everybody can't be out there looking like they can beat you up next week. So we're getting there.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah, they all looked good. Yeah, they looked good.
I appreciate it.
I give them that. They were looking good. So, but yeah, here's all the numbers. Most even watched WNBA countdown. I mean, then again, you did have like the three ladies who carried us through the NCAA tournament, kicking off the WNBA draft. So, I mean, Elle Duncan, you know, Andrea Carter and Chinea Gumake, LA.
And that's, yes.
Yeah, keep it right there.
Yes, we'll say yes.
So, okay, you know, Indiana pick Caitlin Clark number one. There's no big. Here are the, you know, first round picks, you know, Cameron Brick two, Camilla three, Wakila Jackson, sneaky, good pick by the Sparks at four from Tennessee. All right. Aaliyah Edwards to the Western Mystics. If they healthy, that could be a nice addition. If they are healthy.
That make you say mystical. Danger! I saw that. That's the first thing I thought.
Andrew Reese to the Sky, you know. There's some good picks. You couldn't go wrong. But let's go to Indiana, shall we? Here's what Indiana has. Obviously, Clayton Clark, number one. They came back and get Salisse Taylor from Ohio State, two. And then they get Lalina Core from my Florida Gators at three. So you got the top scorer in all of college basketball in Clayton Clark. You have a great defender in Taylor from Ohio State, and you have a great scorer in Core and from Florida. That backcourt going to – like you said about the dream – put that same timeline for the Indiana. That backcourt could be nasty.
No, sir. We're not even going to put that time on the backcourt. That backcourt is going to be good this year.
You want to? Okay. That backcourt is that's a nasty backcourt right there. Okay.
Yeah, so that's Taylor. That's your defender.
Yeah.
That's your lady that's going to come out. You know, if I remember correctly, I believe that she led her conference in steals. So she gets after that ball. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, she's somebody you want to have. And I liked that pickup for them. A lot of the teams filled needs, and that's why a lot of teams got good grades, in my opinion, or did really good in the draft because they filled needs. There wasn't a lot of, oh, I just like this player, so we're going to draft them. We need a guard play, for instance, for Indiana. They went out and got guard play.
Can't be mad at that. And then, you know, of course, they did have the number one pick last year, and then you know who they picked number one last year.
Yes. Leah Boston.
So now you got Leah Boston and Clayton Clark on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
And then remember, if you was with me last week when I did it, 36 of their 40 games is being nationally televised. After they only had one nationally televised game last year.
Caitlin Clark's jersey sold out. The last time I checked, I think they had a few smalls.
I have never seen a player. I'm talking all sports jersey sell out after the draft. She ain't even put the jersey on yet.
Right. And you got to remember, too, she got the new shoe deal with Nike, too.
Eight-figure Nike deal.
Signature shoe.
Like, think about this. This woman hadn't even put on her jersey yet. She don't even know what it felt like to put on that jersey. And that dunk is sold out.
Mm-hmm. Now, she had a Nike NIL deal. Already, they just converted that because it canceled when she left school, so they're just converting that to an 8-figure, you know, professional contract now. So she's not new to Nike, but this is going to be like a new contract, just to clarify for some people.
Just you might not know. It's just crazy.
Yes, so, it is, sir.
That's right. The CC effect, Caitlin Clark effect. What you got here? He says. They had to change the game to Washington because their arena. Yep. The Mississippi have to change their. They can't even play Indiana in their own arena because that mug is sold the heck out.
Speaking of sellouts, there's another team that's got a lot of sellouts too. That would be the Atlanta Dream.
Yeah, you can throw the Aces in there. You can throw the Liberty in now.
You can. But I'm a Dream fan, so we're talking about the Dream.
True. Ticket man selling out everywhere, okay? So, yeah, that's Indiana, all right? Indiana, they got who they wanted. She wanted to go to Indiana. That's why she declared for the NBA, for the WNBA draft, because she wanted to be in Indiana. So, they got what they wanted. Now, if my buddy Eric Wilson is watching, Chicago, they got the Sky Towers. Y'all let them get Carmelo Cardos at number two, and then y'all let them to go back at seven to grab Angel Reese.
And they made a trade to get the seven. They traded up a pick.
We seen the battle between them two in the SEC. Now they're teammates.
Yeah, and you know it go further than the SEC.
They didn't go back to high school.
Yeah. But yeah, them on the same team. I will say this. They both are two ladies that got to work on their perimeter game. But we've seen people do it. Asia Wilson did it. You know? So it could be done. It's just going to take some work, right? Working on that other part of the game. But they both get to the point where they can be inside out and play together. And then when they need to go in there and beat them Twin Towers, that could be something special. You know, you just got to get they both got to be ready to work. It's going to take some time. And then they got Teresa Weatherspoon as their coach. Teaspoon, the coach?
Teaspoon's the coach.
If you're not going to listen and develop under Teresa Witherspoon, then you got to go. Not her. You got to go. You know what I'm saying?
Man, look here. What's going to happen in Chicago? I'm looking forward to seeing what happens in Chicago, especially with them two.
Oh, but don't sleep on their other pick, Maxwell. Don't sleep on her.
Oh, don't do that. Please don't do that.
2.7% 3-point shooter.
Look, here's what I'm gonna say about this whole salary thing with the WNBA. They haven't had attention like this.
Right. Everybody wanna complain about the salary, but where they gonna get the money from? They're not profitable. So they're not at a loss. Like last year they weren't at a loss, but they haven't been profitable in that they're not, after operating expenses, they haven't had a large amount of money left over, right? But that's because, again, just like Playmaker just said, people ain't been watching. What people been saying? Oh, the women's game is boring, and, you know, I don't really like it. It's boring. It's slow. It ain't fun. You know, ain't nobody I really care about.
Let me drop some truth on y'all, okay? This is even before Caitlin Clark. Do you know the tension of the women's game really started with the WNBA? Because when New York did what they, because we already knew when the Aces got CP3, it was like, well, we know who's going to go back to back.
The real CP3, by the way. The real CP3.
We know who they're going. And then all of a sudden, New York came out of nowhere. They traded for a former MVP and Jacrell Jones. And then Breonna Stewart's up in there. She's not been living. And it's like, oh, wait a minute now. Right, we got a competition here. New York trying to rival the Aces, and guess who's in the WNBA finals? The Aces and the Liberty. That's when traction for the women's game started. And then you had the old thing, Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, and all this mess, which actually started with Caitlin Clark and Haley Van Litt, if you were really paying attention. And then Angel Reese decided to get it back to Caitlin Clark when she won the national championship. And then going to this year, and it's like, oh, Paige Becker is back healthy. Still got Caitlin Clark. Angel Reese trying to repeat. Juju was the most talented freshman coming in, and she showed why she was.
And don't forget them girls in South Carolina.
And, oh, of course, Dawn Staley is Dawn Staley. Okay. So, we can say, like, this is year two of the attention of women's game being what it is.
Can I make one alteration in my opinion to that, sir?
Go ahead.
I'm going to say it really started 3 years ago, back when the Sky won their championship. I think that was the pivotal point. That's when people really started watching. When Candace Parker went to Chicago home and then they won that championship, I think that's when it started. You know what I'm saying? And then it continued to grow to the point that you're talking about, just from what I see.
Yeah. So, hey. Yes, you need to go to a Dallas Wings game. Yes. Yes, you need to go. All right.
I'm gonna be at a Dream game this year for sure.
Take your butt to a Wings game. And then put it on the website and talk about your experience so people will understand.
All right. Oh, they're not ready for it. It's not the same. It's not an NBA experience at all. It's like,
I bet.
It's more close-knit. It's more fun. Like, all kinds of things happen. People got engaged at games, all kind of stuff. Like, it's like crazy. And I mean, not like, I mean, you say, oh, you're just going to know. There's people that like, so. At a Dream game last year, I'm not a player, just a couple came down, like they were getting like introduced and getting like something on the floor. So then the woman turns back around, rings out, will you marry me? You know what I'm saying? That type of thing. Like they will integrate it and help you make it happen during like a break on the floor. Now you got to be up in the stands and everybody trying to move away so the camera can see. It's a different experience.
I got you. Definitely got you on that. Key saying she's going to a Washington game either against the Spurs or the Sky. Hmm. Matt, I won't blame you on that one.
She makes a good point under that, too.
Definitely won't blame you for that. I don't got no WNBA team here in Florida, so I mean,
well, I don't got one in North Carolina.
You don't even care about North Carolina.
I care about North Carolina basketball, college.
We ain't gonna talk about that because I know how you felt. I need the whole WNBA to cater to Fluffy
folks.
No comment.
You can get some t-shirts bigger.
No comment. All right, so we had the Chicago's sky with the sky. I call them the sky towers because people in Chicago like using the sky with everything, you know.
That works.
Oh, and by the way, Angel Reese picked her new nickname, Mr. Shot Barbie. I was gonna go with Shot Princess.
It was Bayou Barbie, so I had the Chi-Town part, but I was trying to figure out maybe like what could be the C, but the Shy Barbie just doesn't have the same ring. But hey, you do what you do.
So that's one team I looked at that did good in the draft. The other team I looked at that did good in the draft, the LA Sparks. Oh my gosh, nobody else gonna get Cameron Bray. We knew that. Mm-hmm. Then they follow back up with Rikita Jackson from Tennessee, and then. Ooh. Then they said, wait a minute, we ain't done yet. We got one more pick. And they went and grabbed McKenzie Forrest from USC. I'm like, LA's trying to make a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all don't understand how big this is, they got a girl inside in Cameron Brick, a defensive mechanism in Cameron Brick, who also can put up points in the paint as well. If you haven't watched Tennessee basketball, then you don't know. Then you must be out your mind because Rikita Jackson was the starter of that team. And then McKenzie Ford. When Juju couldn't get it done in the Pac-12 championship game, and they needed somebody to step up, McKenzie Ford put on a show.
Yes, she did. She did the thing.
You got three ladies that can put the ball in the bucket like anybody else. And then if you want to get to the rim, go ahead and get ready to get challenged by Cameron because she like throwing shots. So for me, the LA Sparks, they making the comeback. Now, how long would it take them for them to make that full comeback? We don't know. I give them 2 years because they building something in LA. And you, of course, you know if it's Magic Johnson involved, he ain't gonna take not doing well for too long. He gonna do his own.
I think you got to put the Mystics up there too, though.
Go ahead.
Because I mean, you look at Leah Edwards.
Yeah.
Here's a true fact about UConn players: they translate to the WNBA because they're taught how to play the WNBA game by Geno. In college, so they translate easy most of the time. I don't see it being any different with Leah Edwards. Then you talk about Kaylin Trone, point guard from Gonzaga. Let me tell you something about point guards from Gonzaga in either league. They're smart. They understand how to play the traditional point guard role. They understand how to be a facilitator. They make the shots that they need to make. They're tough. And they're coachable, right? Then they went back and got Nastia Claessens from Belgium. They drafted a Belgian player back some years ago, Emma Messerman. They ended up being, you know, pretty solid for him. So I think their GM feels like he can identify that talent. And again, sometimes you grab people, you just say, we're going to stash them right for a year or two and see how they develop. But you got their rights if they decide to slide over. Or they could be somebody that could be effective, you know, immediately. Get them in camp and see what they got. But yeah. I think they did very good in the draft as well.
And he also added that, Zaire Cook is on that team, which is like, yeah, that's that. Cook and Jackson in the backcourt, good Lord, embarrass me.
Yeah.
That's just wrong. They had them two in the backcourt. That's just wrong.
Yeah.
And he also said when EDD comes back, that's going to be a fire squad.
Anytime you add Elena Deladonna in any squad, that's a better squad.
Definitely is. Definitely is. But however, with everything that was good, Indiana, Sparks, Chicago, you know, my Nibley did good, you know. We talked about the Mystics. And before I continue on, ladies and gentlemen, back to the program is the man who is the creative genius of a lot of different things. He is called the EP of all EPs. The mad scientist. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the program, Mr. Cole Johnson.
Shout out to the BIP.
All right. You doing cool? How you doing, Playmaker?
Hey, better now. The
big dog in the building. You jumped in at the right moment because we already talked about what the Fever did in the draft. We already talked about what the Sky did in the draft. And you talked about what the Spurs did in the draft. But however, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
There is one team and they're not playing fair.
What's up, Key?
They are not playing fair.
Well, that's what that's what top dog should do.
Go ahead, bro.
I didn't much to say.
The two-time back-to-back reigning champions, and they mess around and say, you know what, y'all doing all this. Oh, let me get Deja Fair. Oh, let me get Kate Martin. Oh, by the way, we got another pick. Let me get Elizabeth Kentley. Really?
That's what top dog teams should do. And I have said this often. If you are a top team, I don't care what sport it is. I don't care what gender the sport is. If you're the top dog, you should say to the other teams, we're going to improve our team, and you got to do something to stop us. And if you don't, we're going to continue to rule. I love it.
I want y'all to understand this. The Aces didn't lose nobody important. Kelsey Plum's still there. Chelsea Gray is still there. Jackie Young is still there. Adrian Wilson is still there. Candace Parker is coming back.
The real CP3 is still there.
And then you see this. And then you see they draft class from this past Monday, and it's like, bruh.
Ain't know what's dangerous about it, too, y'all? Hmm. Elizabeth Kidd ain't even playing this year.
She's not.
Hmm.
She don't have to play. They still got. She can sit back behind Adrian Reese and Candace Parker and just learn. And just sit there and learn.
Elizabeth Kitley just gets to sit in Vegas, get better, rehab, probably win another ring, probably win a ring on the best team in the WNBA because ain't nobody caught him. Let's be real.
No.
And then
no
one's caught Andrew him yet. Jackson has a chance to possibly make the roster and have a leg up on Kitley next year that can maybe keep both of them on that team in roles as bigs because, you know, some of these other ladies, they're getting a little bit long in the tooth. And they starting to get in their street clothes era. Call it what it is.
The street clothes era. I love it.
For those who don't understand, Fair was one of the top scorers in college, in women's college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
When you already got one of them, that's Kelsey Plum, who was a top scorer in women's college basketball.
Well, Becky understands the assignment.
And then you went and got Kate Martin. You went and got her running mate, Kate Martin.
Kate Martin. Caitlin Clark's running mate, who was the defensive mechanism of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Which, as with Chelsea Gray and Jackie Young. And then Elizabeth Kenton, who has a torn ACL, she gets to sit behind and learn under the tutelage of Candace Parker and Adrian Wilson.
And dare say, I think the Aces got the best of all worlds. You know, considering that. So, of course, the pick of all picks for this draft would be Caitlin Clark. And then the next question was, okay, where is Angel Reese going to go? You're not really hearing so much. You're hearing a little bit, but you're not hearing so much. Wow, the Queens actually stacked up, and they actually have more firepower. I love it.
That's why I made it so they ain't playing fair.
I love it.
when you thought you was catching them, they're like, nah.
And they did all this without a first round pick.
Yes, that's what makes it even better. I'm like, okay, so they don't have to contend with the woman on the woman on the sideline and the women on the court. They got to contend with the boardroom of the Aces too. Yeah, you got to come up with a big time game to dethrone these queens.
Yes, who actually is my favorite coach in the WNBA, even though I'm a Liberty fan, which is like crazy within itself.
Yeah.
So you can imagine how I felt when that WNBA Finals went down.
Yeah. You weren't feeling it. I understand, though. Ace is just too good. But you know, the Ace is just too good. You cool and I know that.
They got Bill, too? Good gracious.
Yeah, they get Brad Bill.
Oh, my gosh.
The rich get richer.
But is everybody going to make the team, though? You got to think about that, too.
Who's going to get cut? Yeah, that's the question. Who's going to get cut? Because the season's starting.
That's a good question.
The season's starting, like, what, 3 weeks? Season starts, like, 3 weeks. So.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. The Aces is not paying for. I'm just saying, the Aces are not playing, bro.
I love it.
They're just not playing. Bro.
They're doing what they're supposed to do, man.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but I need the Liberty's the only original team to not have a championship. I need them to get one. But the Aces are making it so difficult.
Are they the only original team that don't have a championship?
They the only original WNBA team to not win the championship.
The Sting won a championship, sir?
Who?
The Charlotte Sting, an original team?
That still exists.
Okay, well, you didn't ask the comments don't exist, but they got championships. So, you know what I'm saying? That's an important word to add, sir.
Yeah. That feeds into my little bit of anger toward the WNBA and contracting the comments, but I will not derail this wonderful program for that.
Man, I got a force pop of what it did to the Sting too. So I will follow Cole's lead and I will zip that for a later conversation.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it for the WNBA. So we're going to take a break right here. When we come back, the Team Avengers have assembled.
Avengers, Lord.
I mean, that's the name me and Cole started with already back in last summer. So so you might as well keep rolling with it.
Just hope this ain't Endgame.
After this commercial break, we're going to dive into Team USA on the men's side because Team Avengers have the
good Lord.
Free Network presentation.
I want to do a TED Talk, but I don't have anything to talk about yet. I'm getting there.
Life is for the living. We're not here that long.
You can learn anything you want to learn without any money spent.
What do I really enjoy? What do I really want out of life?
I am your host, WIZE.
Are you in a life-holding pattern? Well, this is for you. Welcome to the Stuck in My Mind podcast. Live every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central.
In a world where chronicles of the past are brought to the streams. Whether the content is relatable or completely beyond your realm of life, there is no shadow of a doubt that this show is absolutely full of shenanigans. Get ready for
D. Willie in the Evening
this Sunday at 10:05 p.m. Eastern,
exclusively on Sertoba Media, where the struggle is real to be awesome.
Get Mounts of Entertainment with Paramount Plus. Stream new movies such as Mean Girls, Transformers Rise of the Beast, and Good Burger 2 with Paramount Plus. Stream live sports such as the UEFA Champions League, the NFL on CBS, the PGA Tour, and March Madness. Catch hit CBS shows such as Fire Country, Ghost, NCIS, and more. But also catch exclusive originals for Paramount Plus, such as Special Ops Lioness, The Famous Stallones, and the hit series Halo. The new streaming home of Showtime. Watch Showtime original series and movies when you sign up with Paramount Plus with Showtime. Make it a fun, action-packed adventure for the whole family and create kid-friendly profiles for the little ones. So much to stream with Paramount Plus, with over 45,000 full episodes from BET, CBS, Comedy Central, MTV, Nickelodeon, and more. Paramount Plus plan starts at $5.99, but if you subscribe today, you get a free trial. Paramount Plus, Mount of Entertainment.
Join the transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the reformer of hooker whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the bronze car.
Whenever you are in distress, mm-hmm. take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color of crayon they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to, I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5... No, Pacific Time Zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting the Lights Out with Cool McCain and Cole Johnson here. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the moments that me and Cole Johnson was dreading ever since the FIBA World Cup took place. And Team Avengers have assembled. We have LeBron James, Kevin Durant. For the first time, donning a USA jersey on the Olympic Games, Steph Curry, Joel Embiid decided over France to join the U.S. team, Jason Tatum. Then you have Devin Booker on the team, Anthony Edwards, Tyrese Halliburton, Drew Holiday, Anthony Davis, Bam Adebayo, and the person to get the last spot, Kawhi Leonard.
Speaking of the street clothes era,
I would like to say this. If I am the LA Clippers, I am completely pissed off. If I am the Philadelphia 76ers, I'm like, yo, Joel, you need to talk to him. As a matter of fact, don't worry about it. We'll call. You use him when you need him. Because this man, he'd be wrapped in bubble wrap when he on the field with the nanobites. Keep him healthy. Him and Kawhi. Like, come on, gosh. Y'all. I understand we want to have, like, certain guys play. I get it. But that mm-hmm. last spot could have went to a guy that is longer, that can play different defense. A guy that's probably going to be the runner-up for Rookie of the Year. Why not Chet Holmgren? He can shoot. He's young. He can log a lot of minutes if needed. And length defense. What are we going to do when we play France? What are we going to do when we play these teams that got all these big dudes? Because Joel Embiid ain't bodying nobody big.
No, you want to take them out to the take them out to the arc.
And then we know AD. I mean, the emperor of the street clothes brigade. You know
what I'm saying? That's why me and Cole Donnie, after what took place in FIBA, like, they finna assemble Team Avengers. And guess what they did?
Mm-hmm.
They assembled Team Avengers.
Every elite NBA player they could find.
They got a couple of Tony Starks, though.
They got the Lord. Go ahead. they got a couple of Tony Starks, and unfortunately, no Captain America. But this was coming. And what sucks is we were hearing these rumblings and having bronze sexuals say, well, hey, you know LeBron needs to get one more gold medal. I'm like, the dude will be on the doorstep of 40. Why would you want him to even participate in this? This is when he should just simply step aside and say, hey, youngins, your turn. This is when LeBron didn't need to be out there. It's like, okay, well, whoever gets it, gets it. But, I mean, come on, man. You got him. You got Durant. You got Davis. You got Kawhi. You got Embiid. You actually might have people not even look at the action on the court. They'd be looking on the sideline.
Who are the alternates? That's what I want to know. I'm sorry, Cole, but who are the alternates? We need to know who the alternates are. Because there's a good chance with this lineup that they're going to be playing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, because the people in the stands, people in Paris, they're going to be looking at the sideline. Be like, wow, the best players in the world actually are in street clothes. I mean, jeez, man. I just find it ridiculous. So, to me, this is the time where you got to have Jason Tatum actually take the bull by the horns and say, this is my team, and Devin Booker has to say something similar. Otherwise, I don't like where this team is going in Paris. I don't.
So, I did get what I wanted, unfortunately.
What, Kawhi on the team?
No.
About that, that's what you wanted. What you figured?
No. I wanted Steph Curry to do one run with the Olympic team.
I don't mind Curry.
And I don't mind him either. Because he's
30 years trying to, you know what I'm saying, be the king of NBA, USA basketball either.
Yeah, I don't mind Curry at all. In all of this, that, you know, with the street clothes era, that isn't to Curry. Because he, you know, he has a game where he won't really get injured because he can stretch a court. So I'm good with that. I'm good with him. And this is his first Olympic shot. So, cool.
I want to see how he gonna stretch the court, because that's something I don't think people are used to, having somebody like that can shoot from damn near anywhere.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and that's gonna have to probably be their biggest weapon, is to have him stretch the court.
Those gonna be my most exciting player to see, and he gonna be around for a long time. And that's Mr. Anthony Edwards. That's what I want to see. I want to see the young boy get out there and put in work.
I would have called his name out, but I'm thinking the team 4 years from now, that might be his. But that fella, whoo!
Yeah, I mean,
he is must see TV right now. Yeah, oh my god! We need
to network him and Devin Booker.
Oh,
y'all got to let people know, like Jason Tatum.
This our team,
but y'all the in between people.
Yeah, this our team.
He only the one ripping for the next team for a year. Right.
The thing with Anthony Edwards, he got a taste of it because he was part of the FIBA. He was part of the FIBA team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And he was the face of that team.
But we know FIBA and Olympics is a little bit different,
obviously. Yeah,
you know, it is. But I'm saying he got a little taste of international basketball. So, and now that even though we don't like it, but the fact that LeBron James and Kevin Durant is on that team, they can probably pass some knowledge to Anthony Edwards.
Can I go on a tangent for 2 seconds? After you
call it, okay, I'll say this real quick because I want to hear this tangent. Maybe LeBron and Durant could be for this team like what Larry Bird was for the Dream Team in 92, where, yeah, he got some action and he had some time, but that back said, oh no, you're going to be laying on the floor and watching the others do their thing. Hopefully that could happen here, because I really believe the youthful energy needs to step up and shine. Otherwise, you're going to have some issues in 2028 and maybe 2032.
So my quick tangent is this. The U.S. need to stop. The whole program needs to stop what they're doing. And I'm going to tell you why. Every year we go to the FIBA. Every couple of years we go to FIBA.
Right.
And we had a second tier dudes go, and they barely win or they get their butt whooped.
Mm-hmm.
Then, Olympic time, all of a sudden, here go the Avengers assembling.
Mm-hmm.
So why not say we're going to recruit better talent? And I'm not saying LeBron James and those guys, but there's a lot of guys that were better that should have been on the team for the United States that were not on that FIBA team. We wait until the Olympics, and then all of a sudden now we want to put the best that we got out there. But we're not even putting the best group of young American players out there in FIBA, and we're wondering why we're losing. We wonder why we're not dominating. We wonder why you go into the Olympics every time the last, what, three or four Olympics, but people talking about, oh, there's competition for America. Because they are hanging with us or whooping our butt in FIBA. Stop playing and get these dudes ready in FIBA so that when we move over to the Olympics, you just add one or two veterans that want to get that last run. Instead, y'all be playing. Y'all be having these dudes that should not be on the Olympics at the Olympics.
Well, that's the Olympic team. And Team Avengers have assembled for Paris. So let's see if half of these guys can make it through the playoffs without being injured.
It's going to be a bunch of Thanos snaps.
Cool's rant was brought to you by Negro Please.
I be getting tired of them, man. They play too much.
That's what they do. And going from one rant, we going to another rant because, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, this has to be done. Like, there's nowhere around it. This has to be done. So, y'all get ready. That's right. We have a flagrant foul. And don't be surprised what the flagrant fouls are going to be on. Don't be surprised. But I'm not the one that's going to start this off. That would be one, Mr. Cole Johnson. But here we go. Those of you who've been living on the rock, NBA banned Raptors, Jontae Porter for gambling violation. And for those of you who don't know, and Cole, I did this specifically just for you, sir. Here's what they did. Disclose confidential information to bettors, limited his participation in NBA games, meaning he took his own self out, betted on his own team games, which, like, that would have been so stupid, and then he betted on games while he was and down in the developmental league, which is known as the G League. So yeah, so this is what we gonna do. I'm going to drop me and Mr. Cool McCain down, and I'm going to let Cole Johnson have this one.
Jontae Porter. Young man, you got a problem. I think we're just going to come straight out and say, you got a problem, sir. Now, am I saying this sitting on a high horse or sitting in an ivory tower? No. No, I am flawed and human just as the others are and just as you are. However, you decided to think with your butt instead of your brain and operating like this. The audacity that you had in betting for your team to lose. It's one thing to bet on your team, like what Pete Rose did 30, 35, 40 years ago, where he did bet on his team, but he bet on the win. That's bad enough. You bet for your team to take L's. I mean, were you that hard of a cast, son? I mean, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. And the funny thing is, we're just on the heels of Shohei Ohtani having to deal with a scandal of gambling his doggone self. And if it wasn't for his interpreter, Izzy Misahara, taking the hit and fall for him, we'll be talking about him being the face of this is what it looks like when it's a player in professional sports who gambles. Well, I just said to you, sir, Mr. Hara took the hit for him. No one took the hit for you. And now you will now be the face of this is what you should not do when you play in the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, or the NHL, or the WNBA even. You don't bet on your sport. Double bets if you don't bet for your team on which you play to lose. I'll get back to you in a moment, Mr. Porter, but I'm now going to address this portion of Flagrant Foul to the Shield, the Association, and all the other leagues that think it is cool to brag about the fact that you want to dip your toe, your hand, your brain, and your magic stick in the pool of money that your league can respectively gain. There was a reason why you all decided to avoid Las Vegas for the longest time, that you didn't want to even have the scent, the scintilla of thought that your sport could be stained with betting. You didn't want to have that stench on your league. Every one of you were in lockstep agreement of it. And then when it was decided, well, hey, the NHL, they decided to have a major league team in Las Vegas. Okay, why not? Go to Knights, do your thing. And the first year they exist, they get to the Stanley Cup Finals, and then they win it years later. And now you have the Raiders, who, I will say this with all honesty, bowl cut. Your move was to Los Angeles if you was going to move at all. Not to Las Vegas. But I get it. I get it. For the first time in the history of your team, the history of your organization, you had a body, you had a governing body that said, you know what, we will build a stadium specifically for the Raiders. So I get it. I get it. Your organization has been in existence for 64 years. I get it. And then in the time you moved in, it was 61, and you got embraced. I get it. I get it. But Las Vegas was not the move for you. However, what you did was you actually made it cool for the rest of the rest of professional sports to say, yeah, let's go to Las Vegas, to the point where this past Super Bowl was hosted where? In Las Vegas. So now you have an NHL team. You have an NFL team. And coming next year, we'll have the Las Vegas A's. That's right. Major League Baseball's coming to Las Vegas. And you all are just trumpeting all of this. And it's like, people are making it rain in our clubs. Like hungry magic stick idiots to hoes. This is what is messing you all up. All of the players in the NFL that you have had to slap the wrist of, Calvin Ridley being the biggest name amongst all of them, and now Jante Porter in the NBA, and now Shohei Ohtani in the MLB, this is what's going to result, because you're going to have these players say, well, you're promoting sports betting. You're promoting it. You have it as signs in the stadiums now. Forget the commercials. You have no signs in the stadiums. What should we do? I mean, hey, we're young, impressionable men and women. But we're young and impressionable. I mean, we don't need to be around that type of stuff. But you fan the flames for it. So, when I mention these harsh words to one Mr. Jante Porter, understand association in this case, because I'll do it squarely on the NBA. I'm talking directly to you, one Mr. Adam Silver. Yes, it was great. Oh, yes, and you're definitely not on this fray. It was great because you're in this too. You actually held the putrid in-season tournament semifinal and final in Las Vegas. And I'm sure you're going to hold it again there probably every year now. And now in the WBA, you have a team that is, we talked about earlier, they are the two-time defending WNBA world champs in the Aces that came from San Antonio to there. Now, gambling helps the league. I'm not naive. I know it does. However, it hurts your employees. And I'm not just talking about the front-facing ones, the ones you see on the court. No. I'm also talking about the front office personnel and the coaching staff and all of those. I'm talking about them too. It hurts your employees. And are we going to see something else result from this? I'm sure. I'm sure. But I know this could not have come at a worse time for his older brother, Michael Jr., who I make cool McCain smile with this because he's a Nuggets fan. The older brother now has to concern himself with helping his team to get another ring since they're the defending NBA champs. But now he personally has to deal with his younger brother who decided to hit that number. Say, man. Say, man, did that number hit? Yeah. Yeah. Break out that bread, man. Break out that bread. Yeah. You know what counted? And yeah, I'm going to take that. Hit some more. Hit some more on the next game. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. My team, Raptors? Oh, they're going to take a big-time L. Oh, yeah, they're going to take a big-time L. You know how ridiculous that sounds and how silly that looks? That's you, Mr. Porter. That's you. And that's what you got to face now. You have to face this. And you have to understand that you have to protect not just yourself, but the league, especially when I know they say to you, quote, you are not allowed to bet on the game. Close quote. So now you have learned the big time, valuable, hardcore, punched in the jaw lesson that all of us learn when we're in our 20s. That you are not bigger than the organization you work for. You either have to do what the organization wants you to do, and I'm not just talking about the Raptors, I'm talking about the NBA. You got to do what they want you to do, or if you're going to bet, do so not as a representative of the National Basketball Association, because you know what that's going to now do? It's not going to make everybody look at all the other players and say, oh my gosh. You all are gambling to dinner is just like this guy, Jonte. That's not what you want, son. Well, unfortunately, that is what you have. And the NBA now has said, we're not gonna give you some time to cool off. We're not going to do like what Calvin Ridley got done by the NFL and say, okay, well, we'll give you a full year off. We'll even take another part of another year, and then we'll revisit this after that full year suspension is over. No, that's like you are disallowed from being in any part of the National Basketball Association. You can't even be considered a player, a coach, an executive. You can't even be a towel boy on the court. You got to take this L. And you got to walk that L away from these arenas for the rest of your life. Hopefully that is not going to be the case. But lifetime ban pretty much means you ain't allowed, man. And you could have done something about it. However, hopefully you can learn from this and you learn to do with your money the right thing with it instead of the wrong thing. Unfortunately, you got your hand caught in a cookie jar. Oh boy. And now you, sir, are considered a gambling degenerate.
Did you call that man a degenerate?
If I could add
a a gambling degenerate. Yes.
I could add one thing.
All right, cool.
How was this man gambling? He was using someone else to place the bets. This man knew what he was going with that. We're not even talking about somebody that say, you know what, I'm just going to do it myself. This cat was using other people because he knew the implications of what he was doing. He just thought that he didn't matter enough to why he could just do whatever he wanted to do. He wasn't going to get caught.
Like I said, he thought the laws didn't apply to him. He thought he was bigger than the law.
This man thought he was invincible.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James or somebody, Michael Jordan or somebody, don't you think you're going to walk around and gamble? And not only just gamble, not only gamble on the game.
Mm-mm.
You're going to take yourself out of games to make sure that the over-under for your minutes play hit right for people. Bruh, you tried to literally get people paid by saying, hey, I ain't going to play over this amount of minutes and making sure they have it. Did you not think they was going to notice this? Like, seriously. And I know my Cole saying, like, oh, no, this just come after Raph and Sohei. This dude probably been doing that since the moment he stepped into the G League. He just finally gets caught.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this wasn't anything new. No question.
But yeah, degenerate, gambling degenerate, I'm all for it. Idiot as well. As a matter of fact, let's just say it like this. Narcissistic, gambling degenerate idiot. I think that wraps up him really well.
Playmaker, I can't disagree with anything Cool just said. Not one single syllable.
Well, I know some people are going to be disappointed because that was not my favorite foul. That was Cole Gus's favorite foul. And I'm pretty sure people are waiting for me to do another favorite foul because they want me to go off on somebody.
We love to see you go off, man.
Hey, and I'm not going to do it today. That's Cole Johnson's right there, all right? So.
You've done great. But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your camp.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.